because Christ has already conquered and has already spoken with him. Currently, we are going through the second advent, providing the acts in such a way that it can come to us. He did. He said that if we love him, he would come to us and will make his home in our souls. This second advent makes us feel doubtful, because only the Spirit of God knows those who actually belong to God. As for the third advent, there is absolutely no doubt it will occur. Yes, when? This is unseen. And why we know for sure that death exists? We have no idea about the day of our death. At the time, when we speak of peace and security, the wise man said, this is exactly when death will suddenly appear. Will be able to. The first advent then was humble and hidden. The second one is full of mystery and full of love. And the third one will be radiant and eternal. In the first advent, Jesus was unfairly judged by men. In his second advent, Christmas, Christ makes us justified thanks to his grace. And in the last advent, he will judge all things and the Son of God and saved human beings 20 centuries ago. He would have come in vain if he was not coming back for each of us at the third. And if he was not coming to us, he was not coming to us at any moment of our existence in order to bring supernatural life for which he wanted. Yet for now, it's time for waiting and for eager recognition. Please God that none of us should get to Christmas without confessing, without forgiving, without loving, and without being cleansed by God's sweet and powerful mercy. You can see it in this season of Advent. The Church only wears violets, which corresponds to the color of penance and mourning. Using colors of mourning represents the work of penance, interior penance, which we get ready for the sweet and mysterious second advent, which is taking place in our hearts, in our minds. It is the coming of the divine host, is telling us, my dear, where to be with the children of men. You also will notice, or you did not think, at the end of the Mass, the priest no longer pronounces the solemn words which usually dismiss the congregation in the missionaries. As a substitute, a different phrase, a more interior phrase, that the people's prayers, our prayers, can be interrupted during this time of pandemic. And that the rest has continued to be in those days of waiting. We must say more. This is the news of strife among the church. Because the church are in our hands. To us, Christian people, the reason why the tenderness and the sweetness of this mysterious advent unfortunately may not appeal to us is that our hearts may not be like water for a long time, and consequently, we may have lost the taste, the good taste of the fatherly sweetness of God, whose invitations we may have despised for too long. So, put ourselves together. Think of the terrible advent. After the one which is now going on silently in our hearts. Can you hear those cries? Those happening to the evangelist in St. Luke, to Christ of the poor souls, who have not been able to know the time of the visit. We have to be clear. Think how strong we may be. Think how sensitive we are to the child who is about to be born. And see if we are in a position to fight against the power of God the day it comes, not to save us anymore, but to judge. You might tell me, but it's only fear. Yet, fear is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. And fear is what all Christians should feel. If fear is felt by itself, then you become its slave. Look what's going on in the world today. If fear is felt by itself, then we become its slave. But if it's linked to love, then it corresponds to the gift of Son, who is trying to be forgiven by his Father from heaven. From all the world of it, we must conclude that Advent is a time which we should be more many penetration in the silence, interior interference. This is what St. John the Baptist means when he said, get the Lord's path ready. So let us learn the path of Jesus. We walk on in order to get this command into our souls. And when the Lord comes, we will be able to go. He won't pass by, but on the contrary, that he will come in. Indeed, he said, speaking about all of us, behold,